Little neat story out of the Prescott Daily Courier. The porch lady on Gail Gardner Way used to sit out on her front porch with her dog Dizzy so much that if you knew the address and went on the street view of Google Earth, Google Maps, her and her dog were on the front porch and out in the yard. But hasn't been there for about a week and has boarded up. She is in a Phoenix hospital. Don't know the condition, but they say she is recovering and Dizzy is with a good family in a large yard.
So. Front porches. Boy, what a lost feature of a great subdivision from the old days.
A little overhang, little swing, little table for some tea and a book.
That's it.
And you spend hours there.
That's it. The porch.
Little bird feeder and a pellet gun, man. Get dinner while you're sitting out there.
If you live in the right neighborhoods, I guess. All right, we're here with Kurt Kittleson of Rebath and 5 Day Kitchens. Three showrooms, one at Baseline and Dobson, one at 75th Avenue and Bell, and one on Highway 69, just as you're approaching and coming into Prescott Valley. So y'all do 750 bathrooms a year?
That's what we did last, 752 last year.
That's incredible. That's a lot of bathrooms.
It is a lot of bathrooms.
Okay.
And that's also 752 new customers.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge.
I'll bet you after today's show, you're going to have a lot more requests for hands-free toilets.
I bet we will. I bet we will. And all the listeners should know that they're very expensive.
Let's talk cost one more time. What kind of if I'm a homeowner and I'm calling you and I'm want a quote from you for the bathroom remodel. Am I going to get that number over the phone from you in the first conversation? How are we going to get that number?
Well, there's only two ways to do it. Either, and no matter how we do it, we have to go to the home.
Okay.
And see what the working environment is, see what they want to do, what kind of material they're going to pick. You can have lower-end stuff, you can have higher-end stuff, and everything in between.
Yeah.
So you have to go to the home. You just have to.
Okay. So you start at the home, yep. And you gather some information about what their finishes are, what their budget might be,
right.
Things they may or may not want to change. Are we going from a tub to shower conversion? Are we going to a sitting tub, a whirlpool tub? And y'all are going to bring design impacts in, suggestions.
I tell people that anything you want to do in a bathroom, we do.
Okay.
We'll do lighting, which is a big thing now in bathrooms and can make them look very cool. And if you want to build a sanctuary, lighting is important. And then just on a simple remodel, most showers don't have lights in them, and they're just
not enough.
No, and so we try and encourage them to do that, not to sell them more stuff. But when it's done, they like it and use it and think it was beautiful.
Yeah. How about TVs in bathrooms? You see many of that in the master bathrooms?
We've never put one in. I have one in my house.
Yeah.
But we've never put one in.
Yeah. Jennifer had wanted one, a little flat screen in the master bathroom. I said, no, that's just another half hour a day you're going to listen to Fox News. No. No. No TV in the bathroom. She could watch Fox News 26 hours a day. No, not going to do it. So we've talked.
Well, what are you supposed to do without Paul Harvey now?
Yeah, that's true, too. That's
that
true
was
too.
The staple in the house.
Absolutely. And let's talk steam showers just a little bit. We saw them very popular in the 90s, and it tends to be a fairly expensive conversion from a standard shower to a steam shower. You've got to run the tile all the way up. You've got to slope the ceiling. You've got to tile the ceiling. You've got to put a good shower door on that seals up well. You've got to run power or gas to the steam generator that you're. We used to tell people back in the 90s to take a shower from a conventional shower to a steam shower. It's going to add $5,000 to $7,000 at least.
Oh, easily, yes. Yeah. It can be done in most cases. Some cases, there's no room to put the
generator.
Yeah. But in most cases, we can figure out how to do it. But it is expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, expenses are all relative, I guess. But it's way more expensive than just a normal remodel would be.
Well, when people talk about how dangerous the bathroom is here in the last minute of the show, a lot of it has to do with aging in place.
Yeah. Big thing for all of us, Rosie. We touched on it earlier.
It's getting bigger by the day.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many little things you can do to make it better for us. I mean, I fight a bad back, taller cabinets so I don't have to bend over so far to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Drawers in the cabinets, stuff that's easy to clean.
Yeah.
So if you're not having a cleaning person come in, it's easy to clean. Safety reasons with grab bars and non-slip surfaces and all those things. And so if someone wants to stay in their house longer or is having trouble converting their house to be able to stay in it longer, they should call a contractor that knows about aging in place and all the things that are available.
Well, in the last 10 seconds of the show here, we haven't given your phone number one time. If they wanted to talk to you, what number would they reach you at?
480-998-8900.
Rebath, operating in Prescott, Yavapai County, Prescott Valley, Phoenix, and, of course, we've got the Wallings down in Tucson on Speedway and Alvernon.
If they call that number, that 480-998-8900, we can hook them up with whoever they need.
Fantastic. Folks, thank you for staying tuned. And if you've been blessed or encouraged in this last 3 hours, do us here at Rosie in the House a big favor. Pay it forward. Tune in next Saturday.